This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Strategic positioning before your first word, a framework for confident icebreakers. Six proven frameworks that make your first words land with authority. In short, confident icebreakers do not happen by accident. Before you speak a single word, the room has already begun forming an impression of you. A good framework gives you control over that impression by structuring your intent, your positioning, and your opening line, so the conversation starts on ground you chose. Strategic positioning before your first word shapes how everything that follows is heard. Six frameworks here cover every icebreaker situation, from team meetings to high-stakes introductions. You will leave with a decision guide to choose the right structure for each moment. Definition: a confident icebreaker framework is a structured method for opening a conversation or group interaction. Rather than relying on improvisation, you follow a tested sequence that positions you with authority, eases the room, and directs attention before your first substantive word is spoken. I watched a talented manager walk into her first senior leadership meeting and open with, "Sorry, I know we are all busy, so I will try to keep this quick." She had prepared for weeks. Her analysis was sharp. But those first 11 words repositioned her from leader to apologist, and she spent the next 40 minutes trying to claw authority back from an opening she should never have given away. The words she chose were not the real problem. The problem was the absence of a confident icebreaker framework. Without structure, people under pressure default to shrinking. They apologize. They overexplain. They hand the room a filter that colours everything they say next. That is what this article gives you: six tested frameworks for opening conversations with intention, drawn in part from the strategic positioning principles I lay out in Say It Right Every Time for Women. You will learn what each framework is designed for, how to apply it step by step, when to use it, and when to reach for a different tool. A decision guide near the end will help you choose in the moment. Why your opening line is never just an opening line. The human brain decides whether to trust a speaker within seconds. That judgment is not based on your content. It is based on how you carry yourself into the space, what your first words signal about your relationship to the room, and whether you seem to know why you're there. This is what I call strategic positioning in Say It Right Every Time for Women: the discipline of framing a conversation and your role in it before delivering your core message. Think of it the way a film's opening scene tells you what genre you're watching. If that frame is missing or muddled, the audience spends precious minutes recalibrating. You cannot afford that recalibration when your credibility is on the line. Icebreakers are the moments when strategic positioning matters most. They are the opening scene. Whatever frame you set there, the room will use it to interpret everything you say afterward. A confident icebreaker framework does not require you to be naturally charismatic. It requires you to know your structure before you open your mouth. The six frameworks for opening any conversation with confidence. Framework 1. Strategic positioning. What it is: a method for framing your intent, your role, and the purpose of the interaction before you deliver your first substantive line. As I describe in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time for Women, this framework tells the room what lens to use when listening to you. What it is designed for: high-stakes introductions, meetings where your authority might be questioned, or any setting where you need the room to receive your contribution without filtering it through assumptions. How it works. Number 1. Name your intention clearly. Open with a sentence that tells the room what you are there to do and why. My goal here is to make sure we leave this meeting with a clear decision on the budget. Number 2. Establish your basis for speaking. One sentence that grounds your contribution in evidence or experience. I have spent the past 2 weeks reviewing the data from all three regions. Number 3. Signal your opening line. Deliver your icebreaker from that grounded position. So let me start by sharing what I found. When to use it: presenting to a skeptical audience, joining a new team for the first time, or opening a difficult conversation where your intent might be misread. When not to use it: casual social warm-ups or low-stakes team check-ins where the formality would feel out of place. Worked example: instead of "I think we should go with option A, try." My goal is to make sure we choose the best path for this project. I've analysed data from our last three campaigns. My recommendation is option A, and here is why. Eamon's note: I spent years opening meetings by diving straight into content. Nobody questioned me on it, but I noticed the room always took a moment to catch up. Strategic positioning removes that gap. You give people the frame before you fill it. Framework 2, the core framework. What it is, a four-part structure, connect, orient, relate, engage, that builds conversational ground beneath a group before any substantive work begins. I introduce core and say it right every time for women as the foundational tool that underpins every other communication strategy in the book. What it is designed for, team meetings, new group introductions, and any setting where you need to build shared ground before moving to content. It works particularly well for effective icebreakers for team meetings. How it works. Number 1. Connect. Open with a genuine acknowledgement of the people in the room. I am glad we are all here for this one. Number 2. Orient. Give the group a clear sense of where you are headed. We have 40 minutes, and I want us to leave with one concrete decision. Number 3. Relate. Link the topic to something the group already cares about. This directly affects the project timelines every one of you is managing. Number 4. Engage. Invite early participation to warm the room. Before I begin, I'd like to hear one word from each person about what they most need from this session. When to use it. Any group setting where trust or connection is low, or where people have come in cold from different contexts. When not to use it. One-on-one conversations or situations where time is too tight for the engage step to breathe properly. Worked example. A team lead opens a Monday morning catch-up with, good morning. I know Monday mornings can feel heavy, so I want to keep this focused. We have 3 decisions to make today, each one affecting your workloads directly. Before I run through them, tell me one word, what does the team most need this week? Eamon's note. The engage step is where most people hesitate because they worry nobody will answer. In 30 years of using this structure, someone always answers, and once one person speaks, the room opens. Framework 3. The strong framework. What it is. A 6-step sequential process I describe in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time for Women. State your intention clearly, take a breath and pause, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, gain commitment to action. What it is designed for. Opening high-stakes conversations, where you need to project grounded authority without triggering defensiveness. It works as an internal compass, not a script you cite aloud. How it works. Number 1. State your intention clearly. My intention for this conversation is to find a path forward on the client deadline. Number 2. Take a breath and pause. Silence for 2 full seconds. This is not hesitation. It is authority claiming space. Number 3. Respect all perspectives. I know there are different views on the best approach here, and I want to hear them. Number 4. Offer specific examples. When we ran a similar project last year, the 2-week buffer saved us from a significant quality issue. Number 5. Navigate to solutions. I would like us to agree on 3 specific steps before we leave this room. Number 6. Gain commitment to action. Can everyone commit to those steps by Thursday? When to use it. Difficult conversations, team disagreements, or performance discussions where the room is likely to be tense before you even begin. Emotional intelligence and tone in leadership communication depend heavily on this kind of pre-framing. When not to use it. Casual introductions or social icebreakers where the formality of 6 steps would feel clinical. Worked example. A manager needs to address a missed deadline with a direct report. She opens. My intention here is to understand what happened and find a way forward together. Pause. I respect the effort you put into this project, and I want to give you the full picture of what the impact has been. Eamon's note. Feelings are fickle. A framework is a rock. That line comes from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time for Women, and I stand by it completely. When the stakes are highest, you can't afford to improvise your opening. Framework 4. The observation anchor. What it is. A simple 2-part structure that grounds your icebreaker in something specific and shared a genuine observation about the moment, followed by an invitation. What it is designed for. Social warm-ups, informal networking, or any setting where a formal framework would kill the energy. This is the tool for human connection before business begins. How it works. Number 1. Make one specific, genuine observation. Not a generic comment about the weather. Something real about this specific room, this specific moment. The energy in here is different from last quarter's meeting. People look ready. Number 2. Extend an invitation. Connect your observation to the other person or group with an open question. What has changed for your team since then? When to use it? Networking events, pre-meeting conversation, or the first 30 seconds with someone you have not met before. When not to use it? Formal presentations, or moments that require you to establish authority quickly. This framework builds warmth, not weight. Worked example. At a cross-departmental meeting, before formal introductions begin, I noticed two people walked in here carrying the same report. Somebody has done their homework. What is the one question you came in hoping to get answered? Eamon's note. The mistake people make with observation icebreakers is reaching for something safe and ending up with something forgettable. Specific beat safe every time. A comment about this room, right now, lands differently than anything rehearsed. Framework 5. The intention statement opener. What it is. A single clear sentence declaring what you are there to do, followed by a pause, followed by your opening question or line. This is the lightest and most flexible structure in the kit. What it is designed for. One-on-one conversations, especially those where tension is possible or where the other person might be guarded. It is also the fastest way to prevent the kind of emotional mislabeling I cover in Say Right Every Time for women, where passion without framing gets read as aggression. How it works. Number 1. State what you want from this conversation. One sentence, direct and clear. I want to have a conversation about your work on the recent project. Number 2. Name your intent explicitly. My intention is to be supportive and to find a path forward that sets you up for success. Number 3. Invite them in. I would like to talk through it together. When to use it. Opening any difficult one-on-one, a performance, discussion, a boundary conversation, or a sensitive check-in with a remote colleague. Maintaining connection in remote work environments becomes far easier when your intent is named before the conversation begins. When not to use it. Group settings where naming your one-on-one intention to the room would feel odd. Worked example. A team leader opens a virtual catch-up with a struggling team member. Before we get into anything, I want you to know my intention here is to understand what support you need. I'm not here to evaluate. I am here to help. Eamon's note. Here is the truth of it. Most difficult conversations go wrong in the first 10 seconds. The other person hears a tone, reads a face, and armors up. An intention statement is a disarmament. It tells them what they are walking into, so they do not have to defend against the unknown. Framework 6. The collaborative build. What it is. An icebreaker structure that explicitly connects your opening to something someone else said or did, positioning you as a builder rather than a challenger. What it is designed for. Meetings where hierarchy is present, situations where you are junior to others in the room, or any context where you need to establish credibility without appearing to compete. This connects directly to the principles behind how the role of communication shapes meeting success. How it works. Number 1. Name the person and the specific contribution. I want to build on what Sarah said about the timeline. Number 2. Validate the specific point. Her observation about the resource gap is critical. Number 3. Bridge to your addition. To make sure we have the full picture, I would like to offer a different angle on the budget that I think strengthens the overall approach. When to use it. Team discussions, collaborative planning sessions, or any meeting where you are not the most senior person present, but have something important to contribute. When not to use it. When you need to challenge a consensus directly, the collaborative build softens. It does not confront. Worked example. In a senior leadership meeting, a mid-level manager uses this to introduce a counterpoint. I want to build on what David shared about customer retention. His data on engagement rates is exactly right. I'd like to add one dimension he did not cover, what the churn figures look like if we segment by acquisition channel. Eamon's note. I have watched people spend entire meetings waiting for permission to speak. The collaborative build gives you a door. You walk through someone else's contribution and step into the room fully. Nobody blocks a builder. Choosing the right framework for the moment. Use this table as a quick reference when you're preparing for a conversation or meeting. Situation best framework why. Presenting to a skeptical senior audience, strategic positioning establishes your basis for speaking before content begins. Opening a team meeting with low cohesion core framework builds shared ground through all four steps. Starting a tense performance conversation strong framework projects grounded authority without triggering defensiveness. Networking or informal social warm-up observation anchor builds warmth through genuine, specific connection. One-on-one with a guarded colleague intention statement opener removes the unknown and disarms the armor. Contributing in a senior meeting collaborative build earns your place without triggering competition. The framework decision comes down to two questions. First, does this moment require warmth or authority? Warmth calls for the observation anchor or the collaborative build. Authority calls for strategic positioning or the strong framework. Second, am I opening a group or a one-to-one? Group openings need structure that invites participation. One-on-one openings need structure that removes threat. For virtual environments specifically, the intention statement opener and core framework both adapt well to video calls, where the usual room weeding queues are reduced. Leaders who stay visible in virtual workspaces tend to rely on deliberate verbal framing precisely because body language is harder to read on screen. And when tension needs releasing, humor used at the right moment can complement any of these frameworks as long as the humor comes after the frame is set. Never before. Where people go wrong with icebreaker frameworks. Knowing the framework is not enough. Execution is where people stumble. The mistake. Apologizing before the icebreaker lands. Why it happens. Nerves translate into hedging language. Sorry, I know this might be a bit awkward, but what to do instead? Start with your framework's first step. The apology is a signal to the room that you do not trust yourself. Remove it entirely. The mistake. Choosing the wrong framework for the context. Why it happens. People default to whatever feels familiar, not whatever fits the moment. What to do instead? Use the decision table above as a pre-meeting habit. 30 seconds of preparation saves minutes of recalibration in the room. The mistake. Skipping the pause. Why it happens. Silence feels vulnerable. People fill it before it does its work. What to do instead? Practice the pause in low-stakes settings. 2 seconds of deliberate silence after your opening line signals confidence, not hesitation. How you run meetings that don't waste time often comes down to this single discipline. The mistake. Memorizing the framework as a script instead of internalizing the structure. Why it happens. People want certainty, so they overprepare the exact words. What to do instead? Learn the steps until the structure is automatic. The words will vary by context. The bones stay the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building Real Fluency. A 4-week practice plan. Frameworks become natural through repetition in real settings, not through rehearsal in front of a mirror. Here is a simple progression. Week 1. Choose one framework, the one that fits the situation you face most often. Use it deliberately in every relevant conversation this week. Notice what lands and what does not. Week 2. Add a second framework, one that covers a different kind of situation. Practice switching between the two depending on context. Week 3. Focus on the pause. Whatever framework you're using, build in 2 seconds of silence before your opening line. Do this even when it feels uncomfortable. Week 4. Practice the decision choice itself. Before each significant conversation, spend 30 seconds choosing your framework deliberately. Over time, this becomes automatic, the way a skilled craftsperson reaches for the right tool without stopping to think about it. This much I know for certain: fluency with icebreaker frameworks does not come from reading about them. It comes from using them in real conversations, with real stakes, and adjusting based on what you'd serve. The frameworks are the map. Your experience is the territory. The conversation starts before you speak. Everything the room thinks of you in that first moment, your authority, your warmth, your purpose, they read it from how you position yourself before your first word. A confident icebreaker framework gives you control over the reading. The 6 frameworks here are not tricks. They are structures that work because they give the room something clear to orient around. Use strategic positioning when authority matters. Reach for core when you need connection. Trust the strong framework when the stakes are highest and your nerds are at their loudest. Use the observation anchor to build genuine human warmth. Open with an intention statement when the other person is guarded. Build collaboratively when you need to earn your place without competing for it. Practice these structures until they sit in you the way a well-known road sits in your hands. You will still feel the nervousness before a hard conversation, but you will have something solid underneath you when you do. That is what a confident icebreaker framework actually gives you, not the absence of pressure, but a rock to stand on while the pressure passes. Frequently asked questions. What is a confident icebreaker framework? A confident icebreaker framework is a structured method for opening a conversation or group interaction. Rather than improvising, you follow a tested sequence that positions you with authority, eases the room, and directs attention before your first substantive word is spoken. How do you start an icebreaker without sounding awkward? Prepare a specific opening line tied to the context of the meeting or moment. Pair it with a deliberate pause before you speak. Awkwardness usually comes from improvising under pressure. A simple framework removes that pressure and gives your delivery natural confidence. What confident icebreaker framework works best in team meetings? The core framework and the strong framework both work well in team settings because they open with intention and invite participation. The right choice depends on whether you need to establish authority quickly or build collaborative energy from the outset. How does strategic positioning improve icebreakers? Strategic positioning frames how the room interprets you before you deliver your message. When you position yourself clearly before your first substantive line, people listen inside the frame you chose rather than defaulting to assumptions based on bias or past experience. Can introverts use a confident icebreaker framework effectively? Absolutely. Frameworks help introverts most of all, because the mental load of improvising and opening is removed. You prepare your structure in advance, deliver it with a grounding pause, and the room responds to the clarity of your intention rather than your energy level. How long does it take to get comfortable with icebreaker frameworks? Most people notice a real difference within 3 to 4 weeks of deliberate practice. The goal is not to memorize scripts, but to internalize the structure so it becomes second nature, the way a skilled craftsperson reaches for the right tool without thinking about it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.